That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of Secretary of the State of Arkansas.
Of Secretary of the State of Arkansas.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
This is Ozarks at Large. It's a Monday, so when you heard what you just heard, you probably thought, oh, I bet it's time for another trip into Arkansas history with Randy Dixon, the archives from the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. You were right, because Randy Dixon is on the phone with me from his home in Fayetteville. Randy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. What did we just hear there?
Well, that was the swearing-in of George Jernigan, who replaced Kelly Bryant, who was longtime Secretary of State, who died in office in 1975. What we're doing is, at your suggestion some time back, just grabbing a reel and sort of do a time capsule from, this would be a little bit of October, but mainly November of 1975. And that was one of the news stories that happened that month in that year. So, yes, Governor Pryor appointed his friend George Jernigan, who was big with the Democratic Party. He was a local attorney and lobbyist, and later became chairman of the Democratic Party during Bill Clinton's run for the presidency. So, but this was early on, and this was Pryor's announcement of the appointment of George Jernigan as Secretary of State.
Mr. Jernigan and I are friends of many years. He, I feel, is very qualified to perform the service of Secretary of State, and I'm very honored today to make the announcement. I think the role of the Secretary of State in 1976 is going to be extremely important. We're going to have a presidential primary here in the state of Arkansas for the first time, and it's going to take a great deal of expertise. We're going to see for the first time the new campaign disclosure law implemented in the state. There again, it's going to take someone with a knowledge of the election laws. I feel Mr. Jernigan, not only as an attorney, but someone who has been close to the election procedures of the state for a long time and federal government, I think he will be extremely qualified, especially in these two areas.
Randy, one thing that I think listeners will discover as we play more of these clips from the Pryor Center about November 1975 is so much has changed. And just this right here, because you mentioned that Kelly Bryant was the longtime Secretary of State. This is before term limits. You could be elected to a state constitutional office as many times as the residents of Arkansas would put you there.
Oh, right. He had been Secretary of State since 1963.
Wow.
So he'd been in there a while.
Now, you have a sound of another swearing in, and why is this important?
Well, this is very significant. Elsie Jane Trimble Roy was an Arkansas woman of many firsts, I guess you would say. She was the first woman circuit judge, first woman on the Arkansas Supreme Court, first woman appointed to an Arkansas federal judgeship, and the first woman federal judge on the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Hmm. So she was quite a figure in Arkansas in the world of law. And this was when she was sworn in, or after she was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, and she talks about women's roles in the law.
I hope to be fair and impartial in the administration of the laws of the United States and the laws of the state of Arkansas.
Do you feel that your appointment would have been possible several years ago?
Well, I think women are making rapid progress. I think it would have been possible in that they could have found qualified women, but I think they're beginning now more and more each day to bring women to the forefront.
All right, we have another address about women in 1975 that's going to come from Governor David Pryor. And remember,
yes,
remember
there seems to be a little bit of a theme in this reel from that month and that year. Channel 7 seemed to have done several stories on women. And yes, this is another one. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a group of female professionals. And afterward, he talked to one of the KATV reporters about women's new role in the workplace as of 1975.
Well, an increasing role and a much more important role. And to the group today, stating the fact that 17% of women were employed in our labor market in 1940. Today, some 44% of all American women work in some capacity, and those jobs are becoming much more meaningful. They're no longer people who just run out and get coffee for us and do the routine phone calling and dialing and so forth, but they're really in managerial positions. We find this through state government also. And
certainly shows its age, doesn't it?
It does. Now, as you mentioned, there were a lot of stories that were with women from the KATV archives in this month.
Yes, and this is another one that I guess you would call female-related, but is a little different from what we've heard in the last two. This is the current, at the time, Miss Arkansas, Paula Roach, and she had been hired by M.M. Cohn. Remember M.M. Cohn? That was before the days of Dillard's.
Right.
But it was a department store, and she was hired as a fashion consultant.
And I will, from now until January, work as a personal shopper. And actually, what I'll be doing right now, I'm trying to orient myself in the three different stores here in Little Rock, finding out about merchandise, about name labels, about clothing, fashion. So I'll be able to contact businesses, contact men who want to buy for wives around Christmas, and I either help select or they select, you know, with me.
How about your Miss Arkansas activities?
Well, there again, my Miss Arkansas activities are spasmodic. Sometimes I'm extremely busy for a week at a time, and then it, you know, it's slack off for two or three weeks. So there's already the understanding that when and if I have to take off for a Miss Arkansas job, I can.
We've heard from the man who was governor at the time, David Pryor. You've got something from a man who would eventually become governor of Arkansas, Jim Guy Tucker. This is an unusual audio clip we're going to hear. Help us set this up.
Well, this borderlines on the bizarre, I would think.
I think so.
But he was Attorney General at the time.
We're talking about Jim Guy Tucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently it was news that he was getting married. And a reporter named Pam Martin, you have to kind of have the visual of this, that you can see it on our Facebook page, but she is actually sitting on his desk in his office as he's sitting there when she does the interview with him about getting married.
Guy Tucker has been Attorney General for 3 years. Before that, he was a prosecuting attorney in this district for 2 years. He's considered one of the state's most eligible bachelors, but that will all end Saturday. Jim Guy, when did all these plans come into effect?
Oh, Betty and I have been dating each other for 3 years now, Pam, and we've been trying to make plans for marriage since last spring.
Did your decision to go into private practice have anything to do with this?
Oh, yes. It was an important factor in it because I wanted to be able to support my wife, even though she will continue to work, and she has two children, and it was going to be a substantial additional financial burden.
Are you telling us that the state doesn't pay their attorney general enough?
Well, I've said that frequently. I don't think they pay the governor enough, and the same is true with other state officers.
What about your plans for the future? Will this really change anything in your career?
Well, after waking up Sunday morning with a wife and two children is going to be a pretty substantial change in my life.
That's Attorney General Jim Guy Tucker, who would later become governor, talking about getting married.
The state's most eligible bachelor.
Oh.
Marrying Betty.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I talked to the governor and Betty this morning. They were driving in the car, and they're coming up on their 45th anniversary and very happy, and kind of got a kick about hearing about this. So they're going to be looking forward to listening to the report.
Did he remember the piece, the interview at all?
Yes, he did. Yeah. And, you know, that wasn't strange at the time. That's just sort of the way TV was done.
Right, yeah. Right. All right, so we're listening to things that were on the news, in the news, in November 1975. It's just ahead of Christmas, of course. And we're going to end with, and this is the same reporter, right, Pam Martin?
Yes.
And
she's walking down an aisle of toys in a toy store. And, you know, I thought this being a time capsule, you kind of want to look at the price of things, you know, at that time. And you're
right.
Thinking, wow. So she does this report, and it's really just her on camera picking up toys. But she does a report on the cost of toys at Christmas, but also a sign of the times. Take note of how she closes out her report, what the Channel 7 news report was called back in that day.
They still sell the same toys. They just cost a little more. This pea shooter, every little boy's best friend, is still a nickel. But the peas that go with it have gone up. They're 10 cents or 15 cents, depending on where you buy it. Marbles used to sell for 10 or 15 cents. They're now 30. And these little toy cars are 30 cents, too. They used to sell for a nickel or a dime. Paddle balls, the source of many hours of entertainment on long summer afternoons, that's if you could do it, they're now 30 cents. And yo-yos cost 25 cents. I can remember when they were a nickel. It just costs a little more to have fun these days. This is Pam Martin reporting for News Scene 7.
Here's the thing, Randy. Usually when we have these, they don't, I mean, even ones that are from the 50s don't sound quite as old. But when you hear a reporter talking about toys from 1975, and she's talking about marbles and yo-yos, I mean, I challenge
right.
you to go find marbles or a yo-yo at a toy store
and,
right now.
Shannon, my wife, was listening to it and went, the boy's favorite friend, the pea shooter. I mean, I don't think they make pea shooters anymore. She wasn't even sure what that was.
To be fair, full disclosure, Arkansas in 1975 was maybe like some other states in 1955.
Could be.
I mean
that happens a lot with us being in the center part of the state. There are these trends that happen
right.
on the East Coast and the
right.
West Coast, and then it just sort of meanders and makes its way to the middle.
I mean, because when you think about it, marbles, a pea shooter, and a yo-yo, that
mm-hmm.
really sounds like more than 45 years ago, doesn't it?
It does.
All right. Well, I love these. I love these just drop-ins to a month in time.
And one thing that I found interesting is Jim Pitcock, the former news director who started this whole archive, has listened to all of them.
Mm.
And he lives in Little Rock, so he doesn't pick it up over the air, but he gets online
mm-hmm.
And listens to them on the Ozarks at Large website, the KUF website. And he was taken by the quality of the audio.
Oh.
That after all this time with that magnetic stripe
right.
of the film, that after this many years could be reproduced as well as it is.
And it is.
So the content may be very old, but the technology of saving it is pretty good.
And I'm so thankful we have that technology.
Yes.
All right.
Priceless.
and thanks for listening, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll be back again next Monday with another trip through either a month or about a person or a place or a thing, right?
Or an event. Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
I'll get back to work.
Randy, do you think it'd be okay if we ask people to send in ideas of what they might want to hear?
Yes. I wish they would. Now, we need to limit it probably to the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Right.
Because the rest of the material after about 1980 is in the process of being digitized. It's
sure.
all on videotape. So that's going to be coming in over the next year or so.
All right. So 50s.
Starting next month.
50s, 60s, and 70s gives us a lot of room, though.
It does.
All
it
right.
does.
All right, Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History, with us almost every Monday for these history lessons. Randy, as always, thank you for your time. Look forward to next time.